Governor Walker signed a law Monday declaring Lincoln Memorial Drive in Milwaukee as the dividing line. Anything east is public, anything west can be private. The law would allow developers to build a high-rise where the county bus shelter now sits, but expect a court challenge. Some parties insist the shelter sits on filled lakebed, so it's public land. Questions swirl around that entire quadrant of the downtown lakefront. The Department of Transportation is rebuilding the freeway ramps nearby. Northwestern Mutual is building an office tower. Mark Keene and Linda Nelson Keene say Milwaukee has a unique opportunity to build a grand showcase. The two are architecture professors living in Milwaukee. He teaches at UWM.
This is our path home from every time we travel. So every time you enter the city, you're greeted by the TruLink fence on the edge of Summerfest. And it seemed like it's kind of an underwhelming entrance to the city. And I think that's because back in the 60s, when they decided not to continue the highway around the lakefront, the ramps were brought down to earth kind of in a temporary fashion as if they're going to plan for it later. So now they're taking the ramps back and they're going to realign them with Summerfest. So here's this new developable land as well as the potential for more things to happen as they reskin all the roads.
Well, we've been in Milwaukee for 20 years. So coming and going, every time we come in, we said, surely Milwaukee could have a better entry and welcome than it has now. We have been very active residents of Milwaukee, like most people, enjoying Summerfest, enjoying the museums here. And often with visitors, we'll be at any of those destinations except Summerfest, which has food, and our friends want lunch. Well, there aren't a series of places at this point for us to quickly go and then sit down and look back at the city and appreciate this.
It seemed logical to us that if you were seated in the Science Museum looking towards Clybourne, the radial arms of the clock all have these pressure points of various parts of Milwaukee activity. So up by 10, 11, 12, 1, and 2 is retail and commerce. 3 o'clock, O'Donnell Park and Betty Brin and Children's Museum. Then the Calatrava down by 5 o'clock, then to the Science Museum, then Summerfest is 7, 8 o'clock, and of course Lake Michigan is at the base of that clock as well. And so it's all constituents in Milwaukee culture and commerce all together around this void. And right now we use the void as cut through to the airport and to the highway. It's like, it's speed, it's cars. And so if they're going to rethink the connection between them, why couldn't we think about a way of managing cars with bicycles, with pedestrians, with the environment all at once, and then also have people arrive in our town?
So we really saw this as an opportunity to create a demonstration of everything that is good about Milwaukee. We know of the work that Milwaukee is doing to become the Great Lakes freshwater capital of the world. We think that that needs to be expressed as people come and leave our city. We recently have seen several water filtering roundabouts. So all this rainwater is filtered and then passed clean to the city. We do think that the creation of a public space as an entry gateway for the city is far more significant than one singular building or two singular buildings.
Two very big players are, of course, Summerfest, which brings in so many people in the summer, but it really brings them in for a segment of our year and then kind of lays dormant the rest of the year. We're wondering if there might be a way to open up the Northern Third so that becomes part of this and has more of a year-long use as a place to ice skate, to be like a winter garden, and then in the off months actually have a stage that might serve free public concerts in the park as well. And then diagonal across from that, a block into town, is the new M&L project. And they're making concerted efforts to become, in a sense, more Milwaukee-friendly, where the base of their building is going to be more like almost like a public plaza and bring people into their building and bring their employees out into the city.
We try to suggest that actually coming from that higher level of downtown and then stepping down gives these perfect green roof and terrace opportunities for commercial restaurants and year-round activities, like almost in a glass winter garden greenhouse that people could enjoy looking out onto the lake. And that was really the goal, is mixed use, mixed income, multi-purpose, all-season activity.